This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Danielle Bernard Romain is a composer, violinist, educator, and activist. That's his music you're hearing now. Romain, who also goes by DBR, is the community artist in residence this season for three Vermont arts organizations, the Flynn Center, the UVM Lane Series, and the Vermont Symphony Orchestra. The collaboration between the artist and these organizations explores themes of immigration and community, and one of their events begins tomorrow. DBR is staging an improvised, collaborative, 24-hour performance piece outside of City Hall in Burlington called Protest Song. It's protesting what he calls discriminatory immigration laws in the United States, and he'll be joined over the course of the performance by local musicians who've signed up for slots. Romain spoke with VPR Classical's Helen Lyons about the project.
Your musical interests expand so many genres.
Yeah.
You've performed everything from hip-hop to classical.
Yes. Can
you tell us a little bit about how that fusion has worked for you?
Yeah, well, when I was growing up in the 1970s in South Florida, we all had garages. We all had bands in them. You know, they were real garage bands, if you will. And, you know, if the drummer didn't show up, you played drums.
Yeah.
If the keyboard player didn't show up, you were playing keyboards that day. And just started picking up instruments one after the other. And with those different instruments, oftentimes there were different genres. If it was a hip-hop band and the drummer didn't show up, you were now a hip-hop drummer, and you know, so on and so forth. And I carried that into classical music. I had very good composition teachers, one in particular, who insisted that if you wrote for an instrument, you had to have a rudimentary understanding of it. Along with, you know, I grew up with iPods and iPads and playlists and, you know, just the listening of music becoming very broad.
So the performance you'll be staging, I don't know whether to call it a performance or a protest because it seems to be a hybrid.
It's called Protest Songs, and you're right, it is a hybrid. It's both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where did the kernel, the seed of that start?
Well, as you might imagine, being a Black Haitian American composer, I'm thoroughly liberal in my politics. I work and collaborate with a lot of artists who are similar to me. Given the current state of affairs, not only in this country, but worldwide, this kind of move to the right, extreme right, and also as a parent, I became very concerned, actually, with the policies that are being enacted and decided, as artists tend to do, to view my art as resistance.
Yes, I read an interview with you where you referred to your violin as your weapon of choice. I thought that was a very interesting choice of words because music is seen as peaceful, but it is also a tremendous source of change and power.
I mean, one could think of Beethoven with fury crossing out the title page of one of his symphonies in what was going on in French political culture at the time. There's a tradition of composers doing this.
You yourself are a child of Haitian immigrants. Can you speak to how that has had an impact on your music and your life?
Yeah, well, you know, for my mother, a music education, an arts education, was one small part of your total education.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, playing the violin was mandatory, and it was no different than mathematics and science and history and English literature, so on and so forth. But it's also, it was my passion. I mean, I often say sometimes instruments choose you. I was 5 years old. I saw the violin. I heard the violin. We had a small orchestra in my elementary school. And the instrument and the orchestra called me, called my name, called me into the life. Yeah.
As immigrants, your folks, how was their entry into American society?
Always. I think like a lot of people of color, I grew up with certain images of struggle and injustice. But, you know, I remember being 6 years old and, or I'm sorry, about 8 years old, moving into a house in South Florida. And the day that we moved in, the next day, fences went up. To be an immigrant is to suffer and sacrifice, but you're also having this notion of survival. You know, my mother always used to say, you know, we all suffer, not all of us will survive. I want you to survive. And I've taken that and said, well, I don't only want to survive, I want to thrive.
Thrive, yes.
How we define thriving, this notion of giving back, of service, taking a spotlight and putting it onto someone else. This is all part of Protest Songs. This is, and by the way, this is not only my mission. This is the mission of the Flynn Center. This is the mission of your radio station. This is the mission of people who have a sense of mission and morality. I always say that whether or not you have children, you have children, right? What are you doing for them? What are you doing in service of them? And I happen to think there is still a time in our country where the government can do things for the common good. And I've also said that as our politicians fail us, artists have always led the way.
Tell me about who will be participating in this endurance endeavor.
Oh, we have many musicians and artists from the Burlington community. We have members of a chorus from an elementary school. We have a solo pianist, solo guitarist. We have a few bands. We have some spoken word artists. It's kind of a snapshot.
Who are you hoping to reach?
Well, there's the literal audience mm-hmm. on Church Street. There mm-hmm. will be an online audience. Mm-hmm. There will be online performers. The great Mark Bamuti Joseph is going to be streaming in and performing with me. You know, the piece is centered from Burlington, Vermont, but it's for the world. Anyone who believes in peace and justice, a moral right, love, community, conversation, common sense. We are here together and we are in this together. And it's always been that way. And that division is arbitrary. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Division is arbitrary. And, you know, real quickly on that, you know, the sure. things that divide us are so easy. People can't see us, but you are a white woman.
Yes.
I am a black man. Differences are easy. What do we share in common? That's sure. where the art lies.
It's kind of easy to be empathetic when the art is your language.
Exactly.
For sure. How do you, as a professional musician, if you have somebody who's an amateur or who maybe yeah. may be a little nervous, how do you draw them out?
Yeah.
What do you do to accommodate the folks who'll be joining you?
Sure. Well, it's all about perspective. I, for example, don't use the word student or teacher. I only use the word contributors. Mm-hmm. I teach at Arizona State University, and day one, I say, I'm not here to teach you anything. We are contributors to a classroom and a world of ideas. And as a musician, I feel that I can learn from someone who's been playing the violin for 5 minutes. I can learn from someone who's been playing the violin for 50 years.
Yeah.
It's about the sound, and it's about the soul of the person creating that sound. And as my father said, the soul is infinite, meaning it's been here before, it will be there after. So someone who is 5 years old, biologically, may be 5,000 years old in terms of their soul life, you know? That's not a Marianne Williamson thing, by the way. You know, that is actually my good Haitian father reminding me that his father and his father's father, they talked about the soul and the boundless notion of the soul and how it informs our imagination.
What is next for Protest Song? What is next for you?
Thank you for asking. I mean, and you're right. The question implies a subsequent performance, and I hadn't thought about it the way, but you're right. It is the world premiere of a piece that I hope, as you say, in the theater business, might have legs. This piece is going to be performed at City Hall here in Burlington. I could see this piece performed at the Eiffel Tower. I could see this piece performed in front of the pyramids. I could see this piece performed in Port-au-Prince. So I hope this piece travels and goes to the places that it's needed.
That's Danielle Bernard-Rumain speaking with VPR Classical host Helen Lyons about Protest Song, a 24-hour collaborative performance that kicks off tomorrow at noon outside of Burlington City Hall.